We have 36 degrees, just about 5:30. Snow is coming. How much depends on where you are. Scott Hetzko will sort through that in his forecast from 13 Plan ABC. Good morning, I'm Steve Hausman. Here's what's trending at WBEE. A fatal shooting tops the news. It happened in an apartment tower in the city around 10:30. Someone was shot at Cedarwood Towers on East Main Street. That man died at the hospital. Police do have a suspect in custody. Sirens in Henrietta last night were for a fire on Kramer Street near Pinnacle Road. The woman who lived in that house was able to get out safely. No cause yet. The weatherman continues to be the news. Channel 10 reiterating that it did the right thing when it fired Jeremy Kappel after his on-air comment about Martin Luther King Jr. last Friday night. Meanwhile, Kappel's story has gone national, and an online petition in support has collected more than 27,000 supporters. If you are looking for a job, a new local brewery is hiring. The New York Beer Project is opening a second pub in Victor. They have lots of positions to fill in their 15,000-square-foot facility on High Point Road.
We have our tap room where you can hang out with the family, great big long tables, sit there, play cards, play a game. We have our gastropub, which has 250 seats in it. Then we also have our New Yorker Loft, which we have private events.
Co-owner Kelly Grubski says they are holding a hiring event this morning and this evening. The New York Beer Project will open around Valentine's Day. Lawmakers in Albany begin their new session today. Among the items on their six-month agenda, voter reform and the legalization of recreational marijuana. In his national address last night, President Trump again linked illegal immigration along the southern border with drugs and violent crime.
Every day, Customs and Border Patrol agents encounter thousands of illegal immigrants trying to enter our country. We are out of space to hold them, and we have no way to promptly return them back home to their country.
He again urged Democratic lawmakers to fund his proposed border wall, but gave no hint that he's softening his stance on ending the government shutdown. Well, this might be music to your ears and to your eyes. There's a new version of The West Wing in the works. Show creator Aaron Sorkin confirming he has talked about a reboot of the political drama that was so hot in the early 2000s. Nothing is official yet. No one has been cast, but we could see a reboot. The West Wing. Sports at the B's. Sabres took care of the Jersey Boys last night. A 5-1 win over the New Jersey Devils. Emmerichs skate next Friday night when they host Toronto. We are back with your forecast from 13 Wham ABC with snow next here at the B.
You might be waiting in traffic when you hear this. You might be waiting for the weekend. You might be waiting for your noisy neighbor to move out so you can stop waiting to get a full night's sleep. But one thing you'll never have to wait for is refinancing your student loans. At Citizens Bank, we could help you refinance whether you graduated yesterday or 10 years ago. So you don't have to wait for that couch you love to go on sale, or to snag courtside seats to see your favorite team, or to finally book that vacation you've been dreaming about. Whatever you've been waiting for, refinancing your student loans is an easy way to free up money for the things you want. And with rates rising, locking in the best rate can get you the most money now. Learn more at citizensbank.com/refi.
Rates and offers subject to change. All loans subject to individual approval and degree status. Terms and conditions apply. Citizens Bank is a brand name of Citizens Bank N.A. and Citizens Bank of Pennsylvania.
Rochester weather. Turning colder throughout the day. We're in the 30s now. We'll be in the 20s this evening. Occasional snow showers today should not accumulate a whole lot in Monroe County, but, you know, down in Wyoming County could be an accumulation. It'll really pick up tonight and Thursday morning. That's when even areas near and north of the thruway could get a few inches of snow. So I think tomorrow morning's ride to work could be a bit of a challenge out there tomorrow. We'll be in the teens for a high by Friday. From the 13 Wham Weather Authority, welcome back to winter. I'm Scott Hetzko here on the B Morning Coffee Club.
36 degrees here at our High Falls studios. It is 5:34 and you're up to date at 92.5 WBEE.